Here is the English translation of the provided text, already in English. Bafe says silver is vastly overvalued, but retail demand could lift it to $170. Exclusive. U.S. moving fast to expand Chevron's Venezuela license. Energy Secretary Wright tells Reuters. White House seeks emergency power auction for largest U.S. electric grid. U.S. not currently considering using Venezuelan oil in exchange to fill strategic reserve. Energy Department says oil prices settle up as U.S. begins holiday weekend. International oil companies push for quick reforms in Venezuela to give them control over oil exports. U.S. Energy Department explores Venezuelan oil exchange for SPR. Reuters. Kyiv has only half of the electricity it needs. Mayer says Canada's Carney hails warmer ties with China and signs energy pact. Ukraine able to meet only 60% of electricity need after Russian attacks. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Trump administration touts push to lower car prices, de-emphasize EVs. Fintech and crypto. 2026 Outlook. Mizuho lists six key themes. Analysis. American CEOs push back on Trump. Mildly investing.com stocks of the week. FIFA 2026 World Cup to drive unprecedented attention to U.S. live events. Jeffries says it's hard to understand why Tesla is delaying robotaxi scaling. Bafe is most positive on these two EU sectors going into earnings. Total Energies versus BP, which stock is better as refining margins thin? As China reforms shift wealth from property to equities, UBS sees a slow bull. U.S. manufacturing production rises on primary metals surge, outlook unclear. U.S. home builder sentiment eases in January amid affordability constraints. Industrial production steady outpaces forecasts. Canadian housing starts rose 5.6% in 2025 as December beats expectations. Iran protests abate after deadly crackdown. Residents and rights groups say Finland's central bank sets tougher climate targets for investments. German inflation slows to 2.0% in December. Foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries at all-time high in November, but China pulls back. Weekly U.S. jobless claims fall unexpectedly, but labor market treading water. Why Trump wants Greenland, defense priority or oil and gas play? Trump escalates Greenland dispute with tariff threat on Europe. Supreme Court tests limits of Trump's power over the economy in fight over Fed's Lisa Cook. Trump says he never offered Fed chair job to J.P. Morgan's Dimon. How low will U.S. mortgage rates go? Here are the key 10 key policy and political questions for 2026. AI responsible for roughly half of recent unemployment rise. Wolf says Wall Street banks face test with Trump's call for credit card rate cap. Fed's Jefferson says he considers Powell to be of the highest integrity. At Fed in 2020, division, independence were concerns in the face of pandemic. Nexty brings Kiss of Life to life, debut VR concerts on the ultimate Web3 entertainment platform. Bitcoin price today, subdued at 95K on U.S. crypto bills speed bump. SMX opens Kraken account as part of treasury strategy. Mingo secures exclusive 54-country ticketing deal on Hedera. Senate Dems from committees will meet with crypto trade groups tomorrow, CoinDesk. Litecoin falls 10% in bearish trade. Bitcoin price today steadies at 95.5K with U.S. crypto market bill in focus. USD Zero becomes the largest and fastest growing cross-chain liquidity network. $63 billion moved in 1 year. YDX Foundation publishes 2025 Ecosystem Annual Report. OpenServe and Neil advance enterprise-ready AI reasoning under real-world constraints. Guaranty BBVA sells non-performing loans worth TL $1.3 billion. Guaranty BBVA redeems $28.5 million debt instrument. Micron to acquire PSMC's Taiwan fab for $1.8 billion. Rocket Doctor AI upsizes private placement to $4.5 million. Kathy Woods ARK sells Kratos Defense. Stock buys Oklo and Trimble Edifos appoints Joseph McConnell to board of directors. PJM board outlines plan for integrating data center grid loads.